complex. Kate explained that a lot of people died.
The shafts are narrow, deep, and triple dangerous. Folks fall. Rocks fall. Ladders fall.
And sickness. Don't forget the sickness.
Ryan had already noticed that both of them were showing signs of rad sickness. The old man much worse than the girl. She had a couple of small sores near her mouth, and he could see that she'd also lost her fingernails. Cody's lips were cracked, the skin on his face covered in nests of tiny, pustulant blisters. His hair was mostly gone, and all his nails had dropped off. He kept complaining about feeling sick. The small rad counter on the lapel of Ryan's long coat was showing crimson.
I used to be a big man, Ryan. That your name, Ryan? Hearing ain't what it was. Yeah, Ryan, big man. Look at me now. Get your thumb and finger around my wrist. Not even half a man.
As the night slowly turned to day, Cody's mind got cluttered, and he began to mumble to himself, eventually falling into a deep sleep. Once he called out,
Take the wagons to the sea.
Kate got up and peered out of the mouth of the cavern.
Morning shift's on.
Ryan was more interested in where the mineshaft went. It seemed to extend way back beyond the fire. He walked back for a short distance, tripping over the rusted remains of iron rails. As far as he could make out, the caverns went deep into the heart of the mountain. He asked the young woman about it.
Don't know much.
These workings join with the sulfur diggings in the valley?
Some said so. Zim got locals first when he came here. The mines were way small, but he brought in men with blasters and took it over. Makes more jack than the world's seen. Got wags to take it all out and trade it.
How did you escape with that sick old man in tow?
Getting out of the mines ain't hard.
The girl's fingers touched the scabs around her mouth.
Ain't anywhere to go once you're out.
Then why bother?
Why?
Sure. If there's no hope of freedom, why bother to try?
Why not, Ryan?
That's not an answer.
Best one I got. Heard guards talk about trackies. Thought somehow they might help us.
Trackies?
Don't know much about them. Kind of muties, live in these caves. Reckon they run miles, up and down and in and out.
Ryan put the last piece of broken wood onto the dying embers of the fire.
You aim to die here?
She looked at him with a mixture of confusion and muddled pride.
Better for Cody. We're all gonna die anyway. Better here, out in the open.
Weak.
What are you talking about?
You get away and sneak here and hide up just so you can both die. I say that's weak. The way a loser thinks. Is that what you are, Kate?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. A weak loser. Sure, Cody's heading out on the last train west. I can see that.
So what should I do?
The old man stirred again in his sleep.
Forgotten, son. Some yesterday.
You want to die? Then why not wait your chance and take Zimyanyan with you? Do some good. Go out a winner.
Easy for you to say that.
I'd have done it if I'd looked at all the ways and there was no better option. Go out on your feet, Kate, not on your knees.
Doesn't matter now anyways, does it?
Might not matter to you. It does to me. I'm gonna find a way down to the sulfur mines and track my son. Bring him out. Chill the Rusky if I get a good ace on the line at him.
What about us?
Ryan stood, dusting off his pants.
You pick this for yourself. Nothing to do with me.
Take us with you, then.
No.
Why not, Ryan?
Cody's run his race.
We can leave him and come back later. He'll be sheltered here.
I don't have the time, Kate.
She stood up, shoulders hunched.
You don't give a rolling fuck about us, do you?
Afraid not.
You're a bastard.
No, I knew both my mother and my father.
You...
Kate tried to slap him, but his hand was faster, catching her wrist. The slight disturbance woke Cody. He blinked his rheumy eyes, wiping a thread of white spittle from his unshaven chin.
Hey.
It's all right.
Glaring at Ryan, Kate knelt by the old man.
I need to piss.
Ryan moved away, looking out toward the cave entrance.
Thought I heard something.
Goats. Only thing comes up here. None of the sect men ever leave the compound. Too scared of the trackies up here.
Cody staggered to his feet.
Hey, best go outside.
Don't go so far so as anyone from the mines can see you.
Silhouetted against the morning light, he tottered to the entrance of the derelict mineshaft, paused in the opening, and looked suddenly to his left.
Who the fuck hurt?
The apparition was so unexpected that Ryan nearly froze. For a couple of seconds, all his fighting reflexes failed him, and he simply stood there by the girl, watching Cody's violent murder. Both of the fourth Sec Hunter droid's arms whirled in a blur of gleaming chromed action. The blood sprayed out in a fine mist, splattering over the walls of the old mineshaft, puddling across the uneven stone floor. Cody was being quite literally cut and pulped to pieces. Shreds of flesh were being sliced away, while the hammer and pincers on the other arm were pounding and ripping, tearing out hanks of hair and slivers of skin and cloth. All the time the droid was busy at its murderous work, its head was turned toward Ryan Cotter, its red eyes like glowing coals in the half-light. The only thing that was holding the old man's body erect was the ferocity of the Sec Hunter's attack.
Cody!
The girl started to move toward the struggle. Ryan, on an impulse, reached out and grabbed her by the arm, the coat tearing, but enough remaining to keep Kate back.
He's dead!
No! No, he's still...
But even as she spoke, the robot, its techno-sensors aware of the lack of life in its victim, stopped the flailing attack and stood, just for a moment, quite motionless. The flayed corpse, so cloaked in its own blood and mangled flesh that it was unrecognizable, slumped to the ground. The girl tugged against Ryan's retaining fingers.
Oh, Cody. No. No.
The droid blocked off the entrance to the cavern, its strange metallic silhouette throwing a foreshortened shadow toward them. Its head was nodding gently up and down, as though it were mentally approving what it had done. Ryan didn't move, his hand tight on her arm.
There's one way, and that's back. You want to stay and die, fine. If not, come with me, now.
He turned and darted toward the blackness of the tunnel that opened up at their backs. He didn't even bother to look behind him to see if the girl was following him. From what Ryan had already seen of the ancient Sec Hunter droids, he knew that they had impressive, terrifying strengths. But they also had some major weaknesses. Paramount among those was their inability to move fast over any kind of rough terrain, and their lack of mobility in a close combat situation. What he didn't yet know was how good they were in conditions of almost total blackout. Once he was away from the spilled daylight, the darkness shrouded him. Instinctively, Ryan moved to the side of the passage, touching the rough-hewn stone with his right hand as he ran, moving slower as the floor sloped more steeply downward.
He's coming after us!
Ryan had already heard the familiar grating sound of the clawed feet scraping over raw stone, and it was impossible to tell how far behind the droid was or how quickly it was moving. The tunnel seemed clear of fallen rocks or debris, meaning that Ryan and Kate could move along reasonably quickly, and so could the droid. The next half hour was a nightmare. Even time itself became distorted. All that Ryan knew was that he was traveling fast through pitch darkness. Not a glimmer of light showed anywhere. The only sound, his combat boots pounding on the floor of the sloping, winding passage, Kate's feet close behind him. On the couple of occasions when they stopped running for a moment, Ryan heard the remorseless noise of the droid tracking them through the shafts of the old mine. Once they ran through water as cold as death, splashing up over their ankles, deepening, slowing them down. It eventually came up over their knees before the passage wound its way upward again, and the water receded and vanished. The passage opened into a vast chamber. Ryan felt the sudden change in the atmosphere around him, the sense of space surging above his head, where there'd once been the low roof of the shaft. He could feel the wall meandering off to his right, with a draft of cool air to the left. He stopped, uncertain which way to go. Kate bumped into him.
What is it?
The passage changed. We're in a much bigger room now. Higher.
Yeah, I can feel it. What do we do?
Have to go around the wall. Risk going across and we get lost. Can't tell how big it is. Could be around 50 steps, could be 500. Could be it has all kinds of pits or traps in it.
That thing's closing in on us.
I hear it.
By now, Ryan had figured that the droid had some kind of infrascopic night sight built into its controls. The danger was that they would fumble their way around the perimeter of the cavern, while the Sec Hunter would simply stride clear across it. As they picked a cautious route around the perimeter of the open area, they crossed three side passages. All were lower and narrower than the main one they'd been following, and there was a feeling of dead air in them, as though they might finish in a dead end. The idea of being trapped in the bowels of the mine with the Sec Hunter closing steadily and inexorably, was something Ryan didn't much care to think about.
Can't we hide? Wouldn't find us.
No, Kate. It'll pick us up by body heat or our breathing, even our heartbeats in this silence. We gotta keep moving.